The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I offer my warm greetings here at our meditation time. And we might be in different places around the globe, but we're here at this time, at this present moment together. And it's a fortunate thing to be sharing meditation in community, even if it's through the medium of our electronics. And I want to welcome you to your body, that ideally we learn the welcome that's there for us, waiting for us in our body, that our body does really well in our being present for it. So much so that sometimes I think that we have two bodies, that because they're so different from each other, the one that we have when we're not aware of it, not conscious, not centered in it in a mindful way, and the other one where we are mindful, conscious, aware in the body. It does the body a lot of good if we can be aware of it, but aware of it with kind of a silent or quiet mind, a mind that's not reacting or ruminating or spinning stories or predictions or having self-pity or all kinds of ideas the mind has. A tremendous amount of exhaustion comes from the spinning of the mind. And whether the body is comfortable or uncomfortable, I hope that you will find that the body welcomes you to be aware. And if it's uncomfortable, then it's even more important to be aware of the body, but with the mind quiet. See how quiet you can have your mind be and sit in the middle of your body, with your body, even with the discomfort, even in the middle of the discomfort. And if the body is a place of comfort, then sit in the middle of that. And there also let the mind become quiet so you don't caught up in preferences and maybe kind of indulging in the comfort, which is very simple, present with a quiet mind. So to place your body in a meditation posture. And this care around the posture is the beginning of being embodied or turning the attention to the body. In the Zen tradition I practice with, it seemed like the longer someone practiced Zen, the longer they would adjust their posture when they first sat down to meditate. They would sway back and forth quite far. Some of them would drop their head down to their knee and the other knee, and really a whole little ritual of getting the body just stretched and opened and balanced here. And the swaying back and forth, sideways, is a kind of way of finding a center in the body. Perhaps it's no coincidence that the longer someone practices meditation, maybe the more the care they give to their posture, partly because they have a reference point for sitting in the balanced meditative way. Gently closing your eyes. And feeling your body from the inside out. With a quiet mind, which doesn't not involve with preferences or concerns or fears or desires. As if you're doing it for the first time ever. Be curious about what your experience of the body is now. What's your body's experience? Let your attention roam around your body. And then if you find yourself kind of your center of gravity for attention is up in the thinking mind, as you exhale, can you lower your attention, your center of awareness, into your body, kind of like you're lowering yourself into a pool of water, delicious pool of water. Lower yourself into your body, down through the shoulders, the arms, the chest, the belly, all the way down to your sitting bones and your legs. And then within this body, as part of this body, allow the body to take a few long, slow, deep breaths to give you a fuller experience of being in the body and feeling it from the inside out. And as you exhale a little bit longer than usual, use that as a way to relax and let go into the body. Softening. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And continue as you're sitting here. As you breathe in, feel some part of your body that maybe there's still some tension or holding or discomfort. And on the exhale, soften, relax. Imagine you're draining the tension from that part of your body. Breathing in and then breathing out to relax and soften. And beginning to settle into your breathing. Maybe it's you can imagine yourself that who you are in your essence, whatever that might be, Buddhism says there's no essence at all, but to be, imagine that who you are is found in the middle of your body breathing, not up in the control tower, not ahead of yourself, behind, not apart from your breathing, somehow in the middle of the body breathing. And that as you breathe in, you expand with the in-breath. And as you exhale, you settle and relax back into the center of it all. An imagination which supports perhaps an intimacy with the body breathing. Continuing with your breathing, In your peripheral awareness, notice any feeling, global feeling of comfort, or any global feeling of discomfort, pleasant or unpleasantness that you might feel. And let it be that way without any conflict. But either way, let it be an encouragement to let the mind become quieter and stiller. With the breathing at the center of it all, breathing into the comfort, breathing into the discomfort, just breathing, a massage of all things, staying with the breath, intimate with the breath. The mind wanders off. Let the mind become quieter. Think in softer, quieter ways. Let the mind become quieter, and then, in that quietness, begin again with the breathing. Feeling the full inhale, the full exhale, and then a little remembering, encouraging yourself to be available for the next inhale. So you maintain a link between one breath to the next, continuous awareness of breathing. Allowing the mind to get quieter, softer. You probably don't need to be thinking what you're thinking right now. It's probably okay to quiet your mind and accept the invitation, the welcome to your body breathing. With your peripheral awareness, become aware of the global body in whatever way that's easy. In terms of its level of comfort or discomfort, restlessness or calmness, and with the breathing at the center, sitting with your breathing, intimate with breathing, allow the breathing to touch the comfort and discomfort in a reassuring way. Allow the breathing to breathe through it or with it, while the mind becomes quieter, stiller. The mind does not have to react, doesn't have to be involved with the intimacy and the touching of breathing with the body, body with the breathing, trusting the body. Trusting the body that's aware, that's mindful. Following along, accompanying your body, accompanying your breathing with a quiet, open, expansive mind. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, you might consider the good fortune of being able to sit in meditation for half an hour, to feel be safe enough and undisturbed enough to be able to meditate. to have the time and the wherewithal to do it. Many people in the world do not have this. They have not the time, they don't have the privacy or the luxury, the space to be alone, to meditate. Many people don't know about meditation. Don't know that they can put their thinking mind down. They don't have to keep spinning out and being worried and angry, upset, greedy. And may it be that this good fortune that we've had to sit and meditate, whether it's been challenging or not challenging, may we remember the people who don't have this fortune. And may we extend our wishes, extend our goodwill to them and to all beings, that somehow the goodness, the benefits of our meditation turns us into people who share this good fortune with others. That we dedicate the merit, dedicate the fortune, the benefits to the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that as we come out of meditation, that we are somehow quietly and peacefully oriented to spread kindness and goodwill and friendliness out into the world. May it be that others, that all beings become happy, that all beings be safe. May it be that all beings are respected and valued. May it be that all beings become free and peaceful. And may we all together share in happiness and goodwill and peace and these good hearts that we can touch into. May all beings be happy.